Dr. Leyland. Step into the future, the world is waiting now. Dreams are in the making, we'll show you how. From the books to the screen, from the stage to the stars. Level up your game, let's raise the bar. Innovation, inspiration, it's in our DNA. Breaking through the limits, we're paving the way. Level up, reach the sky, take the lead, don't be shy. Your story's worth it, your light will shine. At Level
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Level Up. This is your go-to podcast for those ready to break through barriers, push their limits, and unlock their true potential. I'm your host, Dr. Leyland, and I couldn't be more excited to have you here. Whether you're tuning in to elevate your career, supercharge your creativity, or improve your mindset, this space is all about growth, transformation, and leveling up in every aspect of your life. Here we'll dive into actionable strategies, inspiring stories, and of course, expert advice to help you take bold steps towards the life you've always imagined. And trust me, no matter where you are in your journey, there's always a next level waiting for you. So, are you ready to crush self-doubt, embrace challenges, and become the best version of yourself right now, right here, 2025? Let's get started, because today is the perfect day to level up. There, right? I love that. So, you're probably wondering, Dr. Leyland, what are we doing today? What are we listening? Listen, I have four series for you, podcast series, for mindful creativity, unlocking the link between mental health and creative potential. I'm going to tell you the four episodes title, and then today we're going to deep dive into it. Now, the first episode tonight, we're going to talk about the foundation of creativity, why mental health matters. Next week, we're going to go into the daily habits for a healthy mind and an inspired soul. The third episode we're going to talk about in this series is transforming struggles into strength, how creativity in the face of mental health challenges. And then the last and fourth of our series is building a supportive, creative community. It's super important. Are you guys ready to dive in? What is going on? All right. Again, I'm so happy that you guys are here. So let's get started, because today is the day. Now, mindful creativity, unlocking the link between mental health and creative potential. Let me ask you this question. Have you ever noticed how your most creative moments happen when your mind feels clear or focused and alive? Or maybe you've experienced the opposite, where stressed and self-doubt or burnout completely stifled your ability to create. Here's the thing. Your mental health isn't just important for living. It's the secret fuel behind every creative breakthroughs. Welcome to Mindful Creativity, guys. Unlocking the link between mental health and creatives. Potential, right? So, research underscores the profound connection between mental health and creativity. Engaging in creative activities has been shown over and over that it enhances your mental well-being, while a healthy mental state fosters greater creative expression. Creativity enhances our mental health. How? Let me talk about a couple of things. The first one is art as therapy. God knows and people know me that I can't draw a circle, perfect circle. Can I paint? Yeah, random things, especially I can do jewelry, I can create SVG files, I can create solutions and businesses, right? But painting is something that I can't draw a face, but I can definitely paint like a landscape. I've done it. But participating in artistic endeavors like painting or even music or writing can serve as therapeutic outlets. I definitely can write. Promoting self-expression and emotional release is good for you. A study published in BMC Public Health found that engaging in arts is associated with improved mental well-being and social inclusion. That's why when you see traumatized kids, they like to let them draw, right? Because it's just a way for us to cope. Reduction of anxiety and depression. Well, creative activities can alleviate symptoms of anxiety and depression. Research also indicates that individuals involved in creative pursuits report higher levels of life satisfaction and happiness. Mental health fuels creativity. Positive mental states, like good mental health, provides the clarity and the focus necessary for creative thinking. There's so many studies out there that suggest individuals with better mental health report higher levels of creative engagement. How do we overcome mental health challenges? Because we all have it, some point of our lives. Well, mental health challenges can impede creativity. They can also inspire profound artistic expression when managed effectively. Managing effectively is the key. The complex relationship between creativity and mental health has been extensively researched and discussed, with some research indicating a link between creative occupation and mental disorders. I've seen people who are bipolars that write. I've seen people who have ADHD like myself that write. Right? The human mind is designed to predict, but uncertainty helps us thrive. How do we do that? The human brain is an extraordinary prediction machine. It continuously processes sensory input, past experiences, and patterns to anticipate outcomes, enabling us to navigate the world efficiently. Now, this predictive nature is crucial for our survival because it helps us avoid danger, makes decisions, and adapt to changing environments. However, paradoxically, uncertainty, while often perceived as uncomfortable or even threatening, is equally essential for our growth and innovation. The brain as a prediction machine, guys, let's talk about that. Neuroscientists like Carl Friston's work on predictive coding theory explains how the brain uses internal models to forecast incoming sensory information. When these predictions match reality, the brain conserves energy. When they don't, the brain updates its model, a process essential for learning and adaptation. For example, when driving, right, your brain predicts the movement of other vehicles and then reacts accordingly. Someone goes into your lane, yes, you'll be cursing probably in some other colorful words, but you're going to either brake or move faster because you don't want to get hit, right? This automatic process allows for seamless navigation in familiar environments. The role of uncertainty in our lives, while prediction is comfortable, uncertainty introduces us a cognitive challenge. When we encounter situations that defy our expectations, the brain is forced to adapt by creating new neural connections and revising the old ones. It's like erasing memory of our own little keychain, you know, for USB to write whatever that we're supposed to write on that USB. Our brain is erasing it. Right? This process enhances learning, creativity, and problem solving. Now, consider moments of creativity or discovery. They often arise when a familiar path no longer works and a new approach must be invented. But we're habits of creature. We don't like to be uncomfortable. We like to be predictable and comfortable always. But why does uncertainty help us thrive? I want you to really think about that. Why uncertainty help us thrive? Number one, it promotes neuroplasticity. When exposed to uncertainty, the brain engages in neuroplasticity. It's malleable. It's forming new connections and fostering that flexibility in thinking. The adaptability is crucial for problem solving and innovation. Right? Think about what no longer works and what no longer serves you, and you're trying to delete that. Or the moment that you have where talking to somebody and having a conversation, and 5 minutes later, you're like, I don't remember what I said, because you're erasing those things that no longer serves you. Your brain is adapting. It's very malleable. When a writer faces a blank page without a clear plan, the absence of a predictable outcome often leads to unique creative solutions. Why do you think solutions are coming up all the time? It's because sometimes we are forced to think outside that box. Cliche as it may be, we always try to think outside the box and provide solutions, especially if we lack the resources. It encourages exploration. Uncertainty drives curiosity. That's a second one. When the outcome of a situation is unknown, we as humans are motivated to seek answers, explore the possibilities, and expand our knowledge base. This principle is evident in scientific discovery everywhere, guys, where unanswered questions lead to groundbreaking innovations. And number three is building those resilience. How do we do that? When facing and embracing uncertainty, it helps us develop resilience. Learning to tolerate ambiguity strengthens emotional regulation and prepares the mind to handle future challenges. For example, as an entrepreneur, we often thrive in uncertain environments by learning to adapt and pivoting in response to unforeseen obstacles. Uncertainty and creativity. I'm going to give you a research here. In 2019, a study published in Nature Communications revealed that uncertainty activates the brain's reward system. And this activation is linked to exploration and creative problem solving, as the brain perceives uncertainty as an opportunity for gain rather than a threat. Creativity isn't just about making art. It's about problem solving. It's about innovation and self-expression. Whether you're a painter, a writer, a parent crafting a bedtime story to your little ones, or an entrepreneur brainstorming ideas, creativity flows through everything that we do. Let's define mental health. Mental health is about more than the absence of mental illness. It's about the state of your emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how you think, how you feel, and how you act. And it has a direct influence on how you create. There's a lot of research that shows that creativity thrives when our minds are balanced. Think about it. How hard is it to brainstorm when you're overwhelmed by stress? You can't think. How does anxiety affect your ability to take risks in your creative work? Everything, because you're so scared about making it perfect. Mental health isn't just as important for survival, it's essential for our creative growth. When you're mentally well, you have more clarity and energy. You're able to experiment, take those risks, and connect ideas that might not seem related at first glance, but then when you're done, you're like, whoa, that's so cool. Because a healthy mind can dive into the flow state where time melts away and creativity seems so effortless. Have you seen those people? You're like, wow, they come up with something and then they do it and it just seems so easy to them. Why is that? Why can't I do that? You ask yourself that and you're like, wait, I can't compare myself. I can't compare myself to others. We can't help ourselves but compare. But instead of comparing why you can't do the same thing as the other person, you should reflect on yourself and say, why can't I just move one thing from yesterday to today? Redirect your mind when you catch yourself focusing on other people and comparing yourself. Instead, compare yourself from yesterday. Hey, I needed that project. Why did I not do that? What are some of the things I can do to get that project moving? It doesn't have to be finished today because that's another pressure you don't need. You're going to burn out doing that. Mental health challenges and creativity is everywhere. On the flip side, mental health struggles can block your creativity. Anxiety can lead to overthinking. Depression can zap your energy. You're so tired all the time. And perfectionism can stop you before you even start. On the other side of that, though, sometimes these struggles and add depth to our work. Sylvia Plath, for instance, transformed her pain into some of the most powerful poetry ever written. The key is learning to channel those emotions in a healthy way. Let's talk about the role of neurochemicals. Dopamine and serotonin are not just buzzwords, guys. These are not marketing words. They're chemical messengers in our brain that regulates our mood, our focus, and our creativity. When your mental health is out of balance and out of whack, these chemicals can either stall your creativity or drive you to burn out and crash. And sometimes you can't bring yourself back up. I've been there. It's hard, it's a lot of pressure, and it takes me weeks to come back up. The challenges creatives face is the pressure of perfectionism. That's one of them. Many creatives struggle with perfectionism. We say, oh, I don't mind. I know I can't be perfect. In the back of your head, man, I wish this was really perfect. The idea that our work has to be flawless is so much pressure. That pressure can paralyze you before you even begin to do anything. So please learn to embrace imperfection. That is part of you. That is part of your growth. That is part of your journey. If you are perfect, then what are you going to work on? Nothing. God made us perfect in His own image. You got to trust and believe that whatever you do is part of your journey as a human being. And perfection is the killer of creativity. There is no such thing, guys. Another thing people will say, imposter syndrome, that doesn't exist. Listen, there is such thing as imposter syndrome. You know that feeling that you're not good enough or that your success is a fluke? This can make you second guess your creative instincts and hold you back to your potential. Every time you have self-doubt, oh man, I don't think I can do this because somebody told me I can't. Don't listen. Even if that self is you telling you you can't, keep going. Burnout is real, guys. It's a huge issue. When you pour too much of yourself into your work without recharging or into somebody else without thinking about yourself, or you start to believe the negative things that people tell you because they live with you, it kills your spirit. You're going to be left with feeling so drained, your stomach turns, breathing is hard, you're full of anxiety, you're full of doubt, you feel full of self-sabotage, there might be right, I'm just not good enough. I don't think I can do this. I'd rather give up now. I'm so tired. I'm so tired of living like this. Mental health is about building resilience so you can sustain your creative energy. You have a choice. Choose to live. Choose to breathe. Choose to be happy. CJ, it's not that easy. I never said it's easy. I just said choose. Everything we do is a choice. You choose to have someone live in your life, live in your head, rent-free every time you listen to somebody else's negativity and it drains you. If you ever find yourself in a situation, whether it's your spouse, your kids, or your ex-best friend, whatever, your neighbor, and you are in a conversation but it doesn't inspire you and doesn't give you spark, don't talk to that people anymore. They're zapping you, you're making you depressed some more. And you don't need that. choose wisely who you surround yourself with, because you're going to crash and burn. So how do we nurture mental health for creativity? When you're a brand new business owner, you're so gung-ho, you're so energetic, you're so full of faith and hope. And then there comes where you're just now full of doubts because you haven't made money. You haven't made a new client. You haven't really amplified your message. All your impressions and social media numbers are just down or stagnant. And you're starting to have that self-doubt and self-sabotage creep in, right? I know that feeling. Practice mindfulness. Yes, I know people are like, it's a buzzword. It isn't. Mindfulness is one of the best tools for both mental health and creativity. It teaches you to focus on the present moment. Be mindful of your breathing. Be mindful of what you eat because it could make you sick. Be mindful of who you are listening to and who you're surrounding yourself with. Be mindful of where you're spending your money. Be mindful of where you're spending your time. If they don't have value, why are you hanging out there? Be mindful of what it can do for you and your future. But don't be a user. Always reciprocate the same energy, especially good energy that people are giving you. Don't just take and take and take. Try to give, give, and give as well. And if you're giving, 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 take sometimes once in a while. Take time for yourself. Surround yourself with people that actually don't just take all the time from you, because that also will burn you out. But be present. Quiet your inner critic and open up the space for fresh ideas. What do you do, CJ? Well, I take 5 minutes of my day. 5 minutes out of that 24 hours, guys. I just close my eyes. I listen, I turn on YouTube, and I listen to a calming water music because that always calms me down. And I take a deep breath and I count my breath to 10. And then I meditate. And what do I meditate? I meditate my mantra. I can be anything I want to be. If I want it, I will get it. Right? I will go big or I will go home. I will take care of myself. I want this. And I pray. I said, you know what, God? I can plan all day and have the perfect planning thing ever. But if it's not the path that I'm supposed to be, I know you will redirect me. I will have a flexible mind. I will not go against your will. I will listen and I will obey. Have faith, guys, that there is bigger than you. You cannot control other people's emotions or thoughts, but sure you can control yours. You said, no, I have no control over yourself. That's an excuse. You do have control over yourself. You have control over yourself when others tell you negative things about you. You believe it. That's you. Out of control, because you can't control other people's emotions, but yet they're controlling your emotions. It's a choice. Take a deep breath. Focus on things. Put words into your mind and your brain that aligns with your spirit, that aligns with your mission. What is your mission in life? Mine is to level up the world through education. It is a big mission, but I know I can't do it. So I ask for help. I ask from each and every one of you to help me level up this world through education. Whether that is through wisdom, through life, through books, whatever. I love to collaborate. Another thing to dump all my negativity is writing. That's why I collaborate in writing with everyone, because I want you to create a healthy mind to dump your thoughts. Even if you publish it or not publish it, when we publish something, there's always a theme. This time, Susanna and I are opening it up for everyone where there is no theme. You carry your own story in 2,000 words. That is the impact and legacy that I'm willing to partner you with for the rest of the world to hear, see, and read. In the meantime, if you cannot afford to collaborate, then be doing journaling. Write down your thoughts and emotions. It can help you clear mental clutter and discover hidden creative ideas that you might have. Dump all your emotions. It doesn't have to be perfect. You could doodle if you'd like. If you could say, CJ, I just don't know what to write. Ask yourself, what inspired me today? When you feed yourself negative thoughts, you're going to feel ill and zap the whole day. When you fill yourself up with good words, with positive mindset, yes, you can. You might not be able yet, but you will do it. You want it, you get it. Then ask yourself again, what's been hidden within me that I want to get out? What's been holding me back? What is holding my creativity? Am I afraid? No one is looking at that notebook but you guys. Dump all your emotions, everything, and just write it down. Doesn't have to be perfect. But one thing I have to tell you that I have lived almost 50 years of my life is prioritizing rest. Your brain needs downtime to recharge. Sleep, take a break. Take a nap in the middle of the day. Who cares? Breaks and even boredom can spark creative breakthroughs. Remember those movies that you've seen in high school where the teacher's like blah, 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 and the kids are like either talking or doodling on their notebook? Those are some creative breakthroughs that sometimes we need, just doodling or writing. And the last thing in terms of, you know, nurturing mental health for creativity is seek support. If you're struggling, therapy or support groups can really be a game changer for you. Talking to someone about your challenges can lighten the load and help you find new perspectives. If you do not have a circle of friends that won't judge you and your issues and your struggles, then therapy is definitely for you. But you can definitely email. We have groups for free. Like tomorrow, Saturday, we are actually having a social media class, but also a networking class where you come in and literally it's a workshop. You come in, we network, we get to know each other, and then we teach you simple social media kit tomorrow. Just register, okay? But seek support, guys. Talking to someone really does help. You don't need a big circle. You need a small circle. Now let's wrap it up. Let's leave you with some questions. How does your mental health affect your creativity? Think about the last time you felt inspired. What was your mental state like? And on the flip side, what happens to your creativity when you're stressed or overwhelmed? Reflect on that. Write about that. What makes you happy? What makes you sad? We explored how mental health lays the foundation for creativity, the challenges creatives often face, and practical ways to nurture your mental well-being, right? But remember, creativity isn't just about the output, okay? It's the process. Be present. And that process starts with a healthy mind, okay? Thank you for joining me today, guys, on Mindful Creativity, unlocking the link between mental health and creative potential. Next time, we'll dive into the daily habits that fuel both a healthy mind and inspired soul. Don't forget to subscribe, share it with your friends, download it, right? All your creativity depends on you and the choices you make. So, this is your host, Dr. Leland. I will see you next Friday. Be healthy. Pray for LA, guys. Pray for LA. All right. Have a fantastic day, night, afternoon.
Level up. It's time to rise. Unlock your potential, reach for the skies. Transform pain to purpose, find clarity and strive. With Dr. Leland leading, we stand side by side. Collaboration fuels us, together we thrive. At Level Up Academy, your dreams come alive. Hey!